This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As you move through your day, I just want to help you to focus on God today. Take some time with God. Nothing is more important for your life, and nothing is more important for the fruitfulness of what you accomplish. Nothing is more important for your life, and nothing is more important for the fruitfulness of your life in this world and in this day. You have a purpose in this world. God wants to use you, and He is working in your life every day, both to prepare you more for His purpose for you and to fit you into circumstances and situations that He has prepared for you to represent Him in. We're talking this week about godly goals in your life. And there's a great passage in Philippians chapter 3 where the Apostle Paul talks about his sense of purpose and goals in his life, starting in verse 12. Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus." Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude, and if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that to you also. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained." Well, setting goals, it can be a really important discipline in your life. But before you begin to set your goals, you need to settle in your heart that the goals of your life, which will drive your life, will be God goals. Not just good goals, but God goals. You need to develop a set of questions, kind of like a sieve that you sift your potential goals through and separate what are just our desires from what God desires for our lives. Paul says he's pressing on toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He's pressing on so that he can lay hold of the same thing that Christ laid hold of him for, God's purpose for him. When you evaluate your life right now, what are your goals in your life? There's no problem with having great goals for your business to move forward and grow, goals for your home or your family, but as you look at those goals, do they fit with God's goals for your life? What God desires for your life is the most important thing to build your life around. As you fit your other goals underneath God's goals for your life, you will find that you take so much more pleasure in life as you see God's goals fulfilled in you. I'm John Noy.